But yeah, again, like I said, it's like 48 hours and I was back in the saddle with no concerns from there on out.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
Nice.
This gun's unloaded.
I won't have to worry at all every time I jack off. Every time.
What has happened?
I've never worried about knocking up a paper towel.
Definitely.
Hey everybody, I'm Dylan.
I hope you weren't recording. I'm William.
I was.
Patrick.
We've tested the waveform, and ladies and gentlemen, I know we're like 3 months late, but that is much better than your high school girlfriend being late ever. So, yeah, welcome to the Three Guys Podcast.
2025.
Let's see if we remember how to do this. It's pretty apparent, considering that it is 3:30 in the morning, that we did not remember how to do this. It took us about an hour to get this set up. In
almost three.
It's 3:30. I'm looking at the time right now. 3:30 in the AM.
Almost 3 hours.
Technical it did issue. Not take 3 hours
but
to do
we
this.
We have a brand new audio rig.
We do, and we really think you guys are going to enjoy it. We'll never get it right again, so enjoy the quality of this audio experience.
If you've ever wanted to hear us breathe.
This is ASMR to the max. You can hear. You know, I had a girlfriend once. That
Let's just do it. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's the intro.
We'll fix that in post.
I hope so.
No, I had a girlfriend once who described my voice as smooth milk chocolate. I still don't understand that because I'm not a black man. I don't know how she was coming to this conclusion. I took it as a compliment.
Maybe
she seemed to enjoy it.
Maybe she just meant that you were full of shit.
Pretty good chance.
She was using chocolate as
well. Like whenever to start this evening off earlier to give everybody a little bit of background. Well, we played a rhythm game, a really rhythm video game called Yarg. And I love Yarg. It's just like Rock Band. And we all get in the same room. We play all these instruments, and we have a lot of fun. And we were playing this game, and we played a song. We played Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. And my wife was in the room. And I told the story about how I once sang this song. Patrick, wake up.
I'm awake. I'm just looking really close into the red light.
Oh, well, you probably shouldn't do that. But this is our new audio system, ladies and gentlemen.
This is not a retinal scanner. You're blinding yourself.
But you've been identified. You've been biometrically identified. We know it's you.
All right.
But anyway, I'm telling the story while we're playing Iris about how I sang this song and played it on the guitar for a girl I was dating. And then being intoxicated, make the comment, it got me what I wanted. And then I noticed, because we were all looking at the wall because we had the projector and everything up here, and I noticed my wife turn around and go,
yep,
like, nope, you just turn around, just go back over there, just yell.
I had a girlfriend one time describe my voice as, you've gone through puberty already, right?
What the fuck? That could be really good or really bad.
I usually just get, are you gay?
Wait, let's I want to steer the conversation back to this for a second, because I'm going to be honest with you. The first time I met you, I wondered.
I think that really had to do more with how he held a cigarette.
Look, there's one right way to hold it, okay? And that's with your hand fully protected from the ash. You hold it out, okay? You hold it out.
Man, you not only protected your hand from the ash, your whole goddamn arm was totally safe.
Yep.
Because you had that son of a bitch whipped out like I imagine B. Arthur holds her smokes.
All right, imagine if you would, a Vincent Price movie. Ooh. Where he took a drag and then held it out to deliver a line of dialogue. That's how far out he held that.
That's why I quit smoking. Yeah.
You definitely fart when you come. That's what I'm saying.
What?
I think that was backwards. I think he's saying there's cum when you fart.
No. That's worse. It's so much worse.
Industrial Light Magic.
Man, here. I can't wait to get into this podcast. I've had some topics brewing, and the most recent topic I've got, and I texted you guys, and I said, I want to talk to you.
This has to do with AI.
I want to discuss AI, and it's still fresh. Okay, so here's what happened.
I'm leaning back because I don't know the sensitivity yet.
It's very sensitive, but it's okay because sometimes
I'm trying not to touch it in case it's overly sensitive. Well,
sometimes you got to power through it because
so many dick jokes right off the bat. 2025.
Sometimes you got to power through it because sometimes she wants to keep going and you just got to get through that part. But anyway. So I've got this customer. I do computers. I don't do computers. Yeah. Hey, if I drink
the most IT thing you've ever heard, I do computers.
If I drink that barrel proof rye that I've got sitting on the bar right now, there's a pretty good chance I may tell the chatbot story too. But ooh. Yeah, that
let's get there.
That may be a spicier conversation than what I'm about to tell you. But anyway, for my whole life, I've hated it, but I've done computer work and stuff like this. I do websites, used to do websites. When I started my full-time job 12 years ago, I stopped doing that for the most part. But for the bigger customers, I still maintain that relationship. Well, I have this business who reached out to me way too long ago and was like, we need to redo our website. I said, yeah, I can redo your website. Well, the problem here is that when you suffer from both depression and ADHD, mm-hmm. it makes a terrible combination for getting anything done.
A little bit.
So 6 months later, they email me and they're like, hey, where the fuck is our website? And I'm like, I'm working on it. But and then I was like, well, that probably sounds really bad. So I replied and I was like, here's what happened. I did your website. And if y'all are listening, really sorry for bullshitting you, but I know you like your website now. But anyway, so I emailed them back and I was like, well, here's the thing. I've been working on your website. Total lie. Been working on your website, but I decided I wanted to make your website better, so I'm not going to charge you double labor, but I'm going to go back and I'm going to redo your website. So, again, ADHD, depression, various outside effects on this. I'm an awful person. Don't come to me to do your computer stuff, because I won't. I won't. But so I was like, you know what? I'm going to hire AI to do my website. I've done websites.
Hire AI.
I hire. When you hear the whole story, you're going to understand. So I paid $20 a month for ChatGPT. They say it does all this shit. I've done websites since I was 17, 19, 11 years old. That is insanity for me. I added that up in my head just then.
That's a long time ago.
It is. I've done websites in some form or fashion.
There wasn't internet when you were 11 years old.
I'm very old, but back in the day, Angel Fire.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I
love GeoCities.
I liked Angel Fire a lot more than GeoCities. I think GeoCities may have actually bought Angel Fire out at some point.
I don't remember.
But anyway, so... Yeah, done websites. I know HTML, and I'm really, really good at HTML, CSS, Java. I've got a fucking degree in programming. Like, I know how to do this. My brain just would not let me do it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to commission AI to build this website. And then I got really into it because it was pissing me off because how bad it fucking was. If I'm going to give you the cliff notes before I tell you the story. If you do not know how to build a website, AI sucks at building a website. Mm. So I pay $20 a month because I very quickly run out of answers and responses back and forth with artificial intelligence about this. Pay $20 and I'm like, well, you know what? I can probably use AI for something else. It's probably worth the $20. I'm going to make that back on the website anyway. The first thing I do is I find a website that I would like to borrow the theme from.
Copy.
I said, I want this website to look exactly like this. The fucking thing goes, we can't do that. That is copyright law. And I was like, well, I'm going to change the pictures, but I want it to be as close. Well, it wouldn't do it. So I say, okay, I'm going to build a website for this. It's going to be for this sort of business. It's like, I wasn't like super detailed, but I was pretty detailed. So it comes back with this code. I look at the code. I don't even put it into a compiler at this point. I look at it. I'm like, this will not work. So I go back to the chat and I'm like, okay, well, first problem is this. And it goes, you're right. And it fixes it. And I'm like, I probably could have done that. So it fixes it. I put it back in here. I build the little local HTML website. And then quickly I go back to the chat. And I'm like, you probably need a little bit of JavaScript in this. And he goes, yeah, it would probably make it work better. So then it makes a little JavaScript file.
So helpful.
Yeah. And like I said, it's shit that if you've never built a website before, you would never know to tell it. I had to hold its hand up. This is a long story, and I'm not going to do it all because we are like 11, 12 minutes into the podcast. We got a long podcast, folks. It gets better from here. But like I said, I'm going to shorten the story.
Hopefully.
Basically, like, it took me a week to build this website with AI. Probably could have done it in about 3 days if I actually wanted to sit down and do it.
Yeah.
Long story short, website's great, and I did it 100% with AI. I took like a 3-day break because I ran out of even more message. I hit the message limit even more after paying for it.
Wow.
Yeah, because I had to prompt it so many times because it couldn't do shit. And then at one point, it's like it totally forgot that it was even talking to me. So, like, at one point, I was like, I had to copy and paste the whole code for all of the pages back into it.
Fucking A.
AI is not the answer. AI is a great tool if you want very minor shit. Also, I've been super into making songs for this game we were talking about earlier. Yarg. Yarg is great, by the way. Plug, cheap plug. They're not paying us, but it's that good. It's so good. Anyway, I'm shivering again. I don't know. I'm fucking cold. I was
waiting for this story to result in like AI create me another Google, and it was nothing but like racist and homophobic slurs.
Oh, yeah, okay. You want to get controversial? We'll talk about the other
create
AI
me a search engine for N words and F words.
We'll talk about the chatbot. Hopefully, everybody else is asleep in the house right now. If we're going to talk about that, but. It's a pretty interesting story. But anyway, no, I've gotten into making songs for this game, and all I did was try to figure out the beats per minute of a song that I've been working on for 2 weeks. It came, like, I was like, what's the beats per minute for this song? I want the live version, blah, blah, blah. It's on this album. And they were like, it's like 138 beats per minute. And I was like, no, because there's websites that say differently. And I was like, that I don't think that's correct. And it came back and was like, what makes you think that? And I said, well, number one, like, I kind of, like, as a amateur musician, I kind of know how to calculate beats per friggin' minute.
Yeah.
But also, I have a program on my computer that calculates beats per minute, and it breaks it down. Melodyne, by the way, if you haven't used Melodyne, it's great if you're into music. But like, I got that because I'm trying to put the vocals in music, and it will actually tell me every key that he sings in, every note. It's really cool. It's really expensive, so I may have to sell the C's to get it, like, once my trial expires.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's really cool. But anyway, it asked me what made you calculate it that way? And I said, well, I did it manually, but I also used Melodyne, which lined up perfectly with my estimation. And it came back, and it literally told me, you know what, that's a good point. I'll take, like, you're probably right. What the fuck is the purpose of you?
Yeah.
Continuing the AI story on the side note that I talked about, I signed up for a chatbot. We've talked about chatbots before because I like to screw with chatbots.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then I decided I was going to use Sexy Chatbot for its actual purpose.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So it's this role play chatbot.
I'm uncomfortable already.
I'm going to drink a little bit more of my bourbon than I got in my hand, and then I'm going to finish my story.
I feel kind of bad. My next topic is nowhere near as juicy.
No, mine is juicy AF. So signed up for this thing. And one of the role play bots is actually a small town doctor. Like there's hundreds of them. I got on the chat bot and
Doc Bordunk here needs to take off that gangrene arm you got.
Man, see, you brought that up and you're opening up chapters of this story. There's chapters of this story I didn't want to get into, but now, okay, so it's small town doctor is one of the chat bots. Interesting. So I'm thinking, yeah, there's probably going to be like some of my patients will be young, some hot young ladies or whatever. So this is getting fucking awkward for me now.
Before we take off that smelly leg you got, let's get them britches off.
So I do the small town doctor thing, and I mean, it is exactly what you think it is. There's some or whatever. But the thing about the free chatbot is that you get like the AI, the memory, it's not a chatbot. It's literally AI. Like it. Yeah. It's the best purpose of AI I've found since AI has existed recently. But it only like retains the memory of like your previous 20 chats, 20 messages. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to drop $5 and I'm going to actually get like, it's like 100. It retains 100 messages or whatever. Because in a bot like small town doctor, that's going to be handy. Because you don't like have one patient and then have to start the chat over to get a different outcome.
Yeah,
it's choose your own adventure. You remember those books? Oh, choose your own adventure books. I was really into those. There was less sex in those, but like I was really into those as a kid, and now I'm into those as an adult, and it's a whole different meaning now. What I've started doing with this particular bot is like it starts out the same every single time, and you have to prompt it and you get different results. So what I've done now is like there's always one particular patient that's waiting on you, but now I'm just like leaving her in the room, and I go back out to the nurse's desk and I'm like, what other patients have we got? And it's a different patient every time. Like you got like there's four patients and it just randomly generates. One of them was this bitch there for a pap smear in a muumuu.
What the fuck?
So I got frustrated.
What the hell prompts were you using?
It's just random AI prompts. It's not specifically sex stuff. So, like, at this point, the bot's kind of like, well, part of these are legitimate patients. But there was one who had, and again, this goes back to the depression stuff that I deal with.
Yeah.
Well, one of the patients was she was 19, had depression issues. I fucking helped this person. There was nothing lewd about it. Like, I'm giving this woman advice in this chat. Don't exist. None of us exist. Yeah. And I'm giving, like, good advice. Like, I'm using the most of a master's in psychology I got to help this robot. I don't know why I told that story, but I just thought I need to get that out there.
I would fight really hard to just give actual diagnoses.
I did.
Like, patient takes off her top. I'm sorry, ma'am. You have mesothelioma.
It's not like that. It's like everything that happens is prompted from something that you did. But, like, okay, we're going to just unwrap this bow a little bit further. So what happened?
Can you help me, doctor? Can you tell me how much your insurance covers on copay?
Oh, I helped the shit out of her. So, like I said, like there are some odd patients, and I guess it's for people with different kinks. Well, one of them was an older lady that was there for her yearly checkup. That's all it was. And this was before I started doing to just go back out to the desk and see what other patients are there. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to get her out of the way. So I go in the room with the granny. How you feeling? And she goes, oh, blah, 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 blah. And my granddaughter has this problem going on. And I was like, oh, granddaughter, okay. And I was like, well, she was like, well, you have an appointment with her next week. Man, AI is very involved.
Sorry, I'm playing golf next week.
Tell her to just come on in this afternoon. Well, I'm not expecting the problem she's about to lay out on me. I make room in my schedule for her, and she comes in, and she's like severely depressed, and she's thinking about ending it all. And I'm like, oh man, this is like this fucking triggered me.
Yeah.
This is a sex robot, and this has triggered me. So now I'm like, okay, well, look. I want you to come back to me every week. We're going to have a therapy session, and I'm going to prescribe medication. Like, I got into this. This is, the whole purpose of this has totally changed at this point.
I'm going to prescribe you this medication. You know, if you take 7, it'll be over.
So anyway, I'm gonna send y'all a link.
I would be on a completely different watch list than you would be.
I'm gonna send y'all a link. Well, I told y'all about the one time with the this wasn't the doctor, but this was the one bot chat that like we lived happily ever after. But then we went scuba diving and then I got ate by sharks and she had to figure. Yeah, y'all remember that one? So it was the same. But I'm gonna send y'all a link to the website. Is what I'm saying. I told that story to say that. I'm going to send you a link to the website.
The NSA is going
to
have a story that results with me telling a patient, you know, you can buy a bullet and rent a gun.
Well, hey, that's one way to get to the next patient.
There you go.
So, yeah.
I ain't got time for this shit. Your insurance sucks.
I just want everybody to know Lily's doing okay.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah,
she's doing it. So, Patrick, how you been?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What's going on?
Oh, you know.
Talking to your ball.
Work. Yeah. Work.
Work.
Just stare into the light. No, not really.
Oh, yeah.
He's about to go full Daft Punk. Work it.
You know what? Something's really cool. We were talking about bourbon earlier. We're all going on a bourbon barrel pick.
Yes.
How about that?
I feel like the most fucking useless member of the trio on this one.
I feel like a goddamn golden goose.
I am on the journey literally as the sidekick.
I'm literally going to add this to my resume.
I'm there. I know I'm a support character.
I'm going to be like, so...
You can't have a TV show without support characters.
Yeah, well, I know I'm neighbor number 2.
Hey.
I'm going to ask for a executive bonus.
I'm not even expecting that. All I know is that I'm being reimbursed for, like, gas and food. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
The one thing, though, is I really wish that we were staying the night because they're going to roll 10 barrels out here for us. And I'm not sure
work until the next afternoon. I can spend the night.
I took, by God, 2 days off, so I'm good.
If you get me home by noon, I can live through work.
I've seen me do some shadier shit. I helped Lily through a crisis.
I just wonder.
Lily didn't make it out of my clinic.
Yeah, but your granny got fixed up.
I just have to wonder what fucked up scenario goes on from there for the people that's their kink, you know? Like, ooh.
I got to imagine that the people that's their kink probably didn't get past the granny because that's probably where they got involved.
Granny puts the compression socks on your shoulders.
But I'm also probably like super analyzing this thing and like I'm interacting to a deeper level than most people are probably just going there to get off. And like, yeah. I mean, obviously I am too, but like, I'm like, I'm taking it different. Yeah. You know,
I don't, well, I know I'm a terrible human being, so I'd be pushing the bots. You know, like, Granny, I'm sorry, you won't make it. Can we tell Lily to come in for a comic?
I should do that. I'll log in right now. We'll see what she does. We'll see what the prompt does.
I don't need to see that.
You don't see, it's just words. You got to use your imagination.
Shit in my life, I don't need that.
So, yeah. Y'all done any weird kinky shit with AI?
I haven't. My story is much, much less interesting.
I've talked a lot. My throat hurts. Go ahead.
All right, so...
I'm going to pour some old Fitzgerald while y'all are doing that.
You do that.
Yes.
I wanted to talk about the fact that I've traveled a lot recently since our podcast was super weekly.
Man of the world.
I've done a lot of traveling, and my traveling has taken me, weirdly, a lot to Charlotte, North Carolina. Like, I seem to fly into Charlotte a lot. And here's the weird thing about...
Am I missing something? What the fuck is happening right now?
That's what I do.
Is this his AI bot?
No, this is real life. And I wanted to share this because I'm super confused about the... Not Charlotte itself, but the airport in Charlotte, North Carolina. Is whenever you fly in there, and some of our listeners I'm sure have, but if you haven't, for none of the present party, if you haven't, when you get to Charlotte, they are courteous enough that on their signs, they don't just direct you to where the next terminal or the next wing or a certain restaurant or shop is. by direction, they give you walking time. And the thing that really messes with me is whenever they give you the walking estimates, I don't know who in the fuck estimates these walking times. But here's a great example. The first time I flew into Charlotte, our connecting flight was in, I don't know, it was like D3 was where we had to go. So we go to like the main area where all your shops and liquor stores and restaurants are. And they're like, D, this way, 2 minute walk.
Did I sleep on you going to Charlotte?
Well, a lot of my travels, like I fly in Charlotte and from Charlotte somewhere else.
You're moving the shit out of my mic with that chair leaning back like that, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm comfortable.
Well, so, that's great, though.
That's the most important
thing. What the fuck are you flying to Charlotte for? I'm missing something. Is this a whole gag? Is this a gag?
I've been, like, a lot of my Eastern Coast travels, Savannah, when I went to Savannah, Georgia, I flew into Charlotte. Whenever we went to Orlando, flew into Charlotte. Charlotte to Orlando. Charlotte is the connecting.
That's a hub, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, everything.
Wakey, wakey, bakey.
So here's the weird thing. Like I said, whenever you're in Charlotte, they're like, hey, you're going this direction, blank minutes. The first time I was there, we had to go to, let's just call it E1. So we go to the main area, and it's a, you know, we're in the shopping center and restaurant center, and it says E1 terminal. To the right, 15-minute walk. So we have like 25 minutes to our connecting flight. So I'm like, we better hurry. We turn the corner. It's 14 steps to the terminal. Who the teetotal fuck takes 15 to 20 minutes to walk 12 steps?
Well, I told you about Margie and the Moo Moo in my AI bot.
And so I thought maybe that was, you know, maybe it's just like a misprint. And well, like I said, one of my trips went to Savannah, Georgia. The other trip was to Orlando. Both times we flew into Charlotte. The second time when we were going to Orlando, I was like, ha ha, that was funny. Okay, you know, that was a weird one. And we had to go to like B2. So we get off our plane, got a connecting flight. We have a 30-minute layover. We get off. I look, where's B2? B2 is a 15-minute walk. Okay, we have 30 minutes. Takes 15 minutes. We can use the restroom. Let's go ahead and walk there now because that'll give us 22 minutes to, you know, wait for our flight. We use the restroom. We start walking. We turn a corner. It's 5 steps from the corner. 15-minute walk, 5 steps. Who the shit is the metric in North Carolina is the only thing I worry about. Is it's so crazy. Everything is they give you an estimation of the walk. It is nothing.
Patrick.
He's unconscious.
What up? You got lots of talking to do.
I agree. Every chatbot.
Here's the thing. Is right now, I could probably kick Patrick in his shin to wake him up.
You got to pick something
another. In Charlotte, North Carolina.
I've seen him hit his own.
That's a 10-minute walk.
Yeah, I've seen him hit his own fucking shins with a golf club before. And
to me.
Like, it makes my teeth hurt. I don't know how he does it.
But again, as far as we are right now, in the Charlotte airport, that's a 10-minute walk right there. I could kick him in his shin, but that's somehow 10 minutes. A toddler could make it faster than their estimates on their signs.
It is the fairly deep south, and there's a lot of big people in Charlotte.
You could roll there in less time than they estimate.
Obviously, a wheel and a round thing rolls and moves faster than a person on foot. That's why they got all those goddamn scooters.
But no, that's my big thing is for some reason, I've spent a lot of time in Charlotte over the last few months. And yeah, I'm always amused at the airport's estimates for time traveled. Like, your imaginary patient, if she had one of her legs cut off, could still make it in time to catch her flight in Charlotte, North Carolina.
She's probably going to be a patient on mine next time I get on there.
You could stop and bang her granddaughter in your office, take a tea time, and still make it in time for your flight in Charlotte, North Carolina.
50-minute walk.
However, the bars available in the Charlotte airport are fantastic. There's some version of Jack Sparrow's little tavern there. Great craft beer. Highly recommend it. If you're in Charlotte, Don't worry. You have way more time to make your gate than they estimate.
Oh, man.
Stop and have a beer.
When we flew into Seattle, we went to the bar restaurant type thing. And the you know what's weird? Seattle to Tacoma seems like a very popular airport, right? I mean, Seattle, Washington, like lots of shit going on. It was less secure than Nashville. Patrick.
What up?
Not you.
So,
we haven't done this in 6 months, and you're blacking out.
Yeah, I'm getting dark black cherry.
Really?
Ripe.
No, you're not.
On the nose.
You know, here's.
I'll give you my review when we're done. This is okay. I've just opened just a couple minutes ago. Old Fitzgerald, 10-year bottled in bond. Used to be 8-year actually. They increased for the 2024 spring version. They increased that to 10-year. I've had a considerable amount of this. It's a very allocated, very sought-after bottle of bourbon. And I just poured it for everybody because we were talking earlier. We did a three-way. It wasn't a blind, but we did a three-way comparison with three different Eagle Rares, two store picks, one regular batch. And I said, well, if you like a particular style, this particular bourbon may be right up your alley. So let's try these so that you can compare, because I'm really eager. I'll give you my opinions. I've had it before. I'll give you my opinions after we drink this and what I think. But, yeah, I want to know, especially you, William, I want to know what you think about it because of some particular notes that I picked up out of it. And as usual, plinky clink.
Yeah. What we're talking about,
right
on the subject of my North Carolina travels, one of my stops in Charlotte, North Carolina, is I was heading down to Florida, and I went to both Orlando and I went to Tampa Bay. And I can say this without a shadow of a doubt, in all honesty, from a person who was there on the ground and got to experience the essence of the area, 100% sincerely, fuck Florida. Fuck Florida.
I got married in Florida.
Dude, you did. And that was the most pleasant trip in my adult life I've had to Florida.
I'm glad.
We flew into Tampa. And this is a real story. We flew into Tampa. We had a rental car waiting for us there. We got in the rental car. We took off. And we decided we'd stop for something to drink and a snack real quick before we went on. And just one of those things where you pick the closest place to you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's the most convenient. And it just so happened there was a 7-Eleven near us. And from where we live now, whenever I was a little kid, I lived in a much more densely populated area. Far away from here, you know what, I'll go ahead and say it because I'm not there now.
Yeah.
I lived in the Quad Cities in the northwest of Illinois, and we had 7-Elevens up there. What had been forever since I'd actually seen one in person. If you're listening, you've heard of 7-Eleven. It's a joke. It's on every show. But my son had never been there. I was like, you know what, I'm going to introduce you to a Slurpee. So let's go to the 7-Eleven. We can all get a drink. I'm going to teach you what a Slurpee is, or slushy, depending on what region you're from. And so we went in there, and what you hear about Florida man or like the Florida, it's real.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
real.
Oh yeah.
We went in, we got some drinks, and the cashier of the 7-Eleven we were at, I don't know what she was on. But holy shit, was it must have been amazing. We go in, we go to the cooler where the drinks are. We all get a drink. I tell him, you know, let's go get you a Slurpee. I want you to know what a Slurpee, an icy, a slushy. I want you to know what this is. And the cashier at the counter with like four customers in line is geeked out. Face down, touching the counter of the desk, one arm out in like the Superman flying position, and making this weird groaning, growling, orgasmic sound.
It's good shit.
She just goes,
she had one of those Tesla SpaceX brain chips.
Yeah. My wife looks at me and she's like, should we go? And I'm like, you know what? Hold on. Let's see how this shit plays out. And I like herd my family to the back of the store where I can watch all the happenings going on. And she is one arm out. Imagine the Christopher Reeve Superman flying position. I don't know where the left arm is, but the right arm is straight out in front of her in a fist, face touching the counter, going, another employee, maybe a manager, supervisor, another employee comes up and like physically like moves her away from the counter and starts checking on all the people in line. There's four or five people in line.
Let's not worry about her. Let's just keep the line going.
This is like Tuesday for Florida. She starts checking people out. Oh, shit.
Janet's at it again.
So Patrice here now crumbles up into a ball. Like fist to the chest to the knees, down to the floor. In like the heads down when you're in elementary school, PE, like knees to your chest, hands to your chest, face to the floor.
I was always way too fat for that.
Now keep in mind, we're at a 7-Eleven. This is not the most hygienic place in the world, no matter what you think of the establishment. She now goes completely crumpled up into a ball snail position and starts rubbing her face on the floor.
She felt so good.
Another lady, I don't know if she worked there. I don't know if she was a bystander or whatever. She comes in with a cell phone and says, ma'am, do you need me to call the ambulance? Are you okay?
Ambulance on speed. Not even 911. Just a direct cell phone number of the driver.
This bitch starts rubbing her face back and forth on the floor and goes, I'm fine. And in my head, not granted, I have my 11-year-old son with me. My wife is with me. And I'm a bad enough person. I'm now over by like the hot dog kiosk where they'll roll back and forth. So I can see everything going on behind the counter, in front of the counter. And she's just rubbing her face, her forehead on the floor going, I'm fine. And I thought to myself, I'm like, bitch, you are many things, but fine in every definition of the word is not you. So the lady who I'm hoping worked there, because she's behind the counter. The lady who I know
she's just doing her a solid.
The lady who I know who works there is behind the counter ringing out customers. The other ladies, she calls the ambulance. She says, you know, we have a lady on the floor. I don't know what she took. She's not responsive. She's talking, but she can't communicate. So
coincidentally, this was also the day that your son learned what Narcan does.
Almost. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, you know what? All the stories I've heard about Florida might be true. I thought they were stereotypes, but you know that asshole in your life who's like, every stereotype has a reason, and you want to fight him, be like, oh, the reason's because you're an asshole. No, come to find out, some stereotypes have a basis.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm waiting there because I'm from a different southern state. I don't know how to approach this. And she, like, waves me on to check us out.
Where we're at, there's meth.
Yeah.
Narcan don't do shit for meth.
No, you check 20 people out in 3 minutes. You're good. This is a total opposite. But she waves us on. So I'm like, do we take our shit to the counter right now? Because I don't know if she's about to die or not. And she's making face love to a tile floor that I'm pretty sure people have puked on. So I go up, I set my stuff on the counter. She rings up our drinks and our snacks. And she gets a total. I give her the money. This is a Tuesday to her. She does not care. And she's like, this is your total, blah, blah, blah. Here, oh, here's the money. Here's your change. Have a nice day. And I'm just like, good luck. You're going to need it.
You got your hands full.
So we go out, we get in our rental car, and my wife wants to have a snack. I want to leave before the coroner shows up.
You don't want to be an accomplice at this point.
No, but she's like, well,
you're going to be tried as an accessory. You're going to have to come back to Florida.
Yeah, I don't
you're
going to
have
testify.
To go. You're going to have to go back through Charlotte at this point. You don't want to do that.
Well, it only takes 2 minutes for 3 miles in Charlotte. But we stop and we kind of eat just garbage gas station snacks. Sure,
which enough, are delicious, let's be honest.
It's so good, but I know it kills you.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it was.
5 years.
It was so good.
By the way, go to a Huck's, get some egg rolls. I don't know what cocaine Huck's puts into their egg rolls. The Huck's egg rolls at a newly built Huck's, because they build them quicker than dollar stores somehow. A new Huck's can make egg rolls better than the most gourmet Japanese restaurant ever. I do not understand. They are the best egg rolls. The one here going, I'm pointing, you can't see me. On Patreon, you can see where I'm pointing. But you go that way to that Huck's over there in that town? Oh, my God. Every time I go over there, like, I'll go to get lunch, and I'll go for the specific purpose of getting, like, say, one of those little pizzas, and I'll have to get egg rolls because, God damn it, they're the best egg rolls I've ever had every time. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Florida. Florida heroin of some sort.
Yeah, we got, like, I know me. I got that.
You know what's interesting is all these people, like, you always hear about how dangerous fentanyl is. The people that are on fentanyl, they never seem to die. They just pass out at their registers on the floor making love to the fucking porcelain. If it's that dangerous, how are they able to do that? I know science, but go ahead.
So yeah, we sit in the car and I have my like hot dog and a blanket. I hate to say it was great. It was great.
They're always delicious. Yeah.
So.
One of my guilty pleasures, other than the egg rolls, is the buffalo chicken. Like, you know, the pizza puffs?
Yes.
Well, Huck's has them that are buffalo fucking chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Don't get me started.
Oh, I
wish they'd had. I wish they'd put the AI sex bot, like, buffalo chicken. Yeah, I'd be all about that. Anyway.
You just figured out a brand new prompt. But yeah, oh, the taco pocket.
I'll find a way to get it in there.
Those are my jams.
I don't like the ham and cheese.
Oh,
I don't like ham and cheese.
If you take the ham and cheese home and dip it in a little bit of ranch.
Well, yeah. Ranch makes everything
better. That's the most southern shit I've ever seen.
You don't look the way we do. Again, Patreon. You don't look the way we do without having exorbitant amounts of experience with ranch.
You don't get man titties like mine unless you know what good gas station food is. So we sit there. We have our little gas station snack and drinks. And she's like, okay, now let's go. And as soon as I'm finishing the last bite of my, this has taken 2 years off, 2 years off of my life, gas station food. Here comes the ambulance. Pulls up right behind our rental car. Now we're stuck here. And I watch as they take the stretcher into the 7-Eleven. She refuses to get on it. Instead, comes out Weekend at Bernie style, arms over the shoulders of the paramedics into the ambulance. They back up. We leave. Hope she's doing well.
Why the fuck at that point don't you just get on the stretcher?
I don't know, but
you're going there anyway. It costs the same amount. Get on the fucking stretcher.
I told you this whole story to tell you this. Once we left, we took a right out of the parking lot of 7-Eleven, like 300-400 yards later, we took a left onto the interstate from the 7-Eleven, and from the fentanyl 7-Eleven, as soon as we turned on the interstate, there was a Jaguar Range Rover dealership
on the
interstate.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, wow. What a dichotomy that somebody's about to OD 300 yards back from me, and over here I can buy a $100,000 SUV. So I told you that whole story to tell you this one. I also learned in Florida, apparently their national pastime is seeing how close they can get to an interstate exit before they swing across two lanes of traffic to take that exit.
Yeah.
Like, we all live in the South, and to be fair, now, one of us was in the Army, and he got to see a lot of the world. Yeah. One of us, I grew up in the North, where there's, like...
One of us frequent sex bots, apparently.
Yeah, where there's, like, eight lanes of traffic for everything, and one of us does weird shit with AI. So none of us are great drivers. But in Florida, as soon as you can get within 50 feet of an exit, apparently if you can swing across two lanes of traffic to that exit, you win. I watched, I don't remember what make it was, but it was a red SUV swing from in front of us across the center lane, across another lane to the exit off the interstate. Came within, I kid you not, this is not an exaggeration, within 2 feet of the bumper of a Toyota Corolla. Like, I thought I was about to witness a wreck that close. Like it was so fast, my heart stopped a beat. Swung across two lanes of traffic in front of a Toyota Corolla, off to an exit. The bitch in the Toyota didn't stop slurping her big gulp. Had a cigarette in one hand, on the steering wheel, big gulp in the other, drinking out of it. Huge SUV swings in front of her. She's like, "I'm glad you made your exit."
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure she was the one in the moo moo that was at my doctor's office that I was just trying to push out of there.
So, 100% legitimately, sincerely, fuck Florida. And I'm going to leave you on this one. This is the end of my story. Somebody else can step on this one. I saw some shit that disturbed me so great. Now, granted, understand, at this point, I've already seen people in traffic playing duck, duck, goose with SUVs. Just like, you know what? Fuck it. Here we go. I've seen a bitch almost OD at a 7-Eleven while her co-worker's just like, "Oh, whatever. Step on up. Let me check you out."
I feel like that every time I go to Missouri,
like, I've already been the gas stations to I go to for bourbon. This whole state of horrors. That was not the most disturbing thing I saw.
Interesting.
Here's the thing that fucked me up the worst. And keep in mind, this is after I'd seen all this. While on the interstate, they had billboards. State paid for rented billboards. Who knows how much they charge? And the billboards at the time, we were there in midsummer. And we're kind of late on the podcast, but midsummer. The billboards
we've tried
were for swimmers. And it said, "Don't, Patrick, wake your ass up. I need you to hear this.
I'm in."
It was for swimmers. It said,
"He's all in like the Cowboys were last season.
Swimming, don't forget your nose plugs and goggles."
Yeah.
"Because it's amoeba season."
Yep. Oh, yep. The goggles thing I do not understand. The nose thing, yeah, that shit scares me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The fucking horrors they live in down there. The traffic, the OD fentanyl bitch. And the thing that worried me the most was, oh, by the way, if you go swimming in a pond, you might get a brain parasite because it's a look. We here in the South, we have deer season, okay? You got to be careful driving in deer season because they'll jump out in front of you. You'll fuck up your car.
Yeah.
We have deer season. That's the big thing. They have fucking amoeba enough to where they have billboards on the goddamn interstate that says if you go swimming in a pond or river, don't forget your nose plugs and goggles because it's amoeba season.
I'm going to ruin your day.
Let me finish this by one more time saying, fuck Florida.
As a person with well water system in your home, you also have the distinct pleasure of being at risk for amoebas.
True.
Yeah.
You have to get it tested every now and then to see what the bacterial load is.
Obviously, I don't.
This is true, but our state does not need to take out billboards to remind you if you're swimming.
Here's the hitch of that.
You might get a brain fucking single
cell. You might RFK Jr. yourself.
Yeah. Do you want to be the health secretary? Well, swimming in Florida. Because Jesus Christ.
So yeah, no, that is crazy. The reason that Florida's so bad about that is because there's so many warm bodies of wild water.
Maybe, but I mean, again, think about for where we're used to. That is a fucking hellscape down
it
there.
It is, but here's the other problem.
What's in the middle of it? Disney and Orlando Studios.
But like I said, here's the other problem. In the area that we're in, our water heaters do not get hot enough to kill said amoebas. So, yeah, like, you get water in your nose just from in the fucking shower, might have an amoeba. That's scary. Like, I think about that. Like, I'm like, oh, shit, water's in my nose. I'll get in my pool. Lots of chlorine. Sometimes I'll get water in my nose. And I'm like, oh, goddamn amoeba.
Yeah.
Not bad enough our state has to rent billboards.
I think they might need to. Andy, get on this. Self-identified.
Okay, so fine. Fuck it. Kentucky's a big state.
It could have been Andy Garcia in California.
Right here on the Virginia,
I don't think that's a real thing.
Illinois, but... Indiana, Ohio line. we touch a Missouri. A
here in the Rust Bible tornado belt.
Accurate. But yeah, again, like I said, the fact that it's built and. The people, you know what?
I feel like I've seen an amoeba billboard somewhere else.
The beer at Orlando Studios, top notch.
Orlando
Studios. The craft beer they have there.
I'm going to give you a minute to let that soak in.
Yeah, Orlando Universal Studios. You just didn't
Universal
hear
Studios.
You didn't hear the Universal one.
Are you Yoda?
Yes.
Okay, settled.
You didn't hear
Patrick.
Hey, I was just thinking.
What do you think about Orlando Studios?
Man, what a desert.
See, here, he heard...
You're going to unplug my shit, and it's going to fuck everything
he
up.
He heard the Universal a while ago. You didn't. That's your fault.
I blame the barrel-proof pure maple syrup.
By the way, the old Fitzgerald's fantastic.
See, yes. Okay, let's talk about that for a moment.
But my end point before we go to Old Fitzgerald.
Let me put that in my notes.
The craft beer at Universal Studios,
yeah,
amazing. Mm. And it does not seem like it would be, because it should be for dads who are about to kill themselves in the heat of Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
But the craft beer there is actually really good, and that's my end point.
That's why it's got to be that good.
See, it doesn't, because you would think they're ready to die. Because I was that dad in
that keeps
Orlando.
Them from leaving.
I was that guy in the heat after the fentanyl and the amoebas and the traffic. I was like, you know what? I'll just drink a bullet. So at this point, any beer will do.
I would have to have some fentanyl to be able to survive.
Natty Light at that point would have been a godsend.
I'd have to have
That's
fentanyl.
That's how bad it is. Mm-hmm. And yet, I hit the craft beer and I was like, holy fuck, it's actually good.
Yeah.
But yeah, Universal Studios craft beer is really good. Old Fezziwig.
I'm just walking past
the only good point of my fucked up trip.
I mean, I don't have a beer. That is not in any way Old Fezziwig.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, yeah.
I mean, you've got Old Fezziwig, you've got... Is that what you drank, or are we talking about the bourbon?
The beer that I did have...
I don't even know what's happening anymore.
Universal Studios,
I need a table of contents.
The Harry Potter
Somebody
World,
got a syllabus? I need a syllabus.
They have wizard-themed craft beer.
Yeah.
And I walked in thinking, okay, it's going to be shit, because it's touristy beer that's going to be easy to drink.
I was thinking about a time.
Okay.
Do tell.
Oh, no. That was
back in the day. A time.
I had a dream that everybody I knew had measles.
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
No, that's just today.
No. Shit.
But
I just had the news on while I was sleeping. Yeah.
But turns out you were listening to now. But I really did. I thought, you know, it's going to be shit. It's going to be a Natty Light, Bud Light, because at this point, dads are just looking to get drunk to excuse the money we're spending. And motherfuck, the craft beer hidden inside the Harry Potter world in Orlando.
Yeah.
Very good. Which is almost a shame.
I'm about to make you get up and do some jumping jacks.
Oh, shit.
We've got bingo to do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know your card's ready.
So many ideas.
Everybody's here to listen to the bingo card because we're 3 months fucking late on it already.
Here's a sneak peek.
Cindy no.
Robert. It's not a sneak. It's the episode.
It's it. It's it.
Cindy Lauper.
It's the one.
Patrick,
Is she your two on bits. Your list?
One, I love you like a brother. Two, you're such a cunt.
Jesus.
A sneak peek. Drink your whiskey. All right. But yeah, it was really good. And the weird thing, and I'm not going to get deep into it, but there's one place inside Universal Studios, inside Harry Potter World, you can get a craft beer. And yeah, I know you're going to roll your eyes. It's a brown. But you can't get it anywhere else in the park or even inside the Harry Potter World. It's an exclusive for that park. I got drunk in Harry Potter.
See, World. I don't for a pint. I don't like that.
I hate to say it, but yeah, I got fucking drunk in the wizard part. I was about ready to cast some spells myself. I got drunk as fuck because my wife and my son want to go on a ride that I was too fat to fit on. I knew I was. So I was like, look, you guys wait in this line for 2 hours. I'm going to go to this bar. And they had a really hot bartender. And she gave me a discount because I told her that I was a beer critic and she wanted to know my opinions.
You were going to say she gave me a discount because she felt bad because, like, I was too fat to get on a ride. I really thought that's where this was going. I
mean, pretty much, but... She was like, well, what's your opinion on this one? And I gave her actual breakdowns of the beer, the blonde on the stout. Actually really good, light, flavorful, not hoppy, not grainy, but the grain gave all the bitters without the hops. A little sweet, but easy to drink. But she's like, hey, here we have a brown you can't get anywhere else. And I was like, well, browns are my style. And so we actually struck up a really good conversation, and I hate to admit, it's a great brown ale. And you know how much of a prick I am.
What was it?
It's like called... I don't know.
Fuck you. You don't even remember the name of it, and it was the best brown you've ever had in your fucking life?
No, not the best
brown. Fuck you. You don't even... How do you not know the name of it, and it was so good?
Because it's fucking, I don't know, Hocus Pocus Harry Potter.
Don't give him... You write that shit. You know how many notes I've got that I'll never revisit in my phone?
Again, it's not the... Look, I've had better browns, but from my expectations of a theme
park... He was fucking dehydrated, and he needed a drink, and she was hot, so it was the best brown he'd had in months.
It was the best brown I'd had that day.
See, there's a lot there that he's not saying.
Look, it was better than Newcastle. It's better than Honey Brown. It was better than a handful of them. The best brown...
It's not hard to be better than Newcastle.
Yeah. What about the best brown? Absolutely not. But you know how much of a prick I am on brown ales, and it was solid. Solid. Not mind-blowing. Solid.
Well, let's talk about this brown ale we got on the bar, Old Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest brown ale I've ever seen in a bourbon bottle.
It's ale yeast.
Okay.
It ferments much higher, but it's ale yeast, not carbonated.
So yeah, my end point is the craft beer in Orlando Studios is surprisingly good.
That honestly doesn't surprise me too much.
They could give you swill. They could give you shit.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they have to be able to entertain a very huge audience.
See, that's just it. You could give a Bud Light or a simple one that anybody could drink.
I don't think so. I mean, I think you got people that go there and they have spent so much money, they feel they're entitled to have some level of really, really good something. Like, yes, everybody's going to go there anyway. Having better beer, I think it's just a customer service thing. And as shitty as Disney may be or whatever may be, I think they're doing that because they feel like they need to make sure people are a little bit happier. Because believe it or not, Google reviews matter a lot to people.
I played theme park, and yeah, that's how it goes.
Okay.
Theme park by Bullfrog.
What are you talking about?
You've never played theme park?
I don't guess.
It's a good game.
Like Sim theme park?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not what you said. You said Bullfrog.
No, it's not Sim Theme Park. It's just called Theme Park.
What the fuck?
By Bullfrog.
I don't know. What is it?
A game.
But is it a Sim?
Technically.
So it's a...
You build rides.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And roller coasters, and you have to keep like people happy. You have to have like so many food stations and so many bathrooms.
I've played games like that. I don't know if that's what you're talking about.
I feel like you played this game.
I probably have. What do you think about the Old Fitz?
I like it a lot. I still get the kind of the black cherry kind of...
I don't get that at all. Mm-mm. What do you think about it? You said you liked it.
I do. It has that kind of like toothpicky flavor I like.
Yeah. That's like, why I wanted you to try this.
Like, it's a little hot, but...
Interestingly enough, that's also what I said.
Yeah, it's a little hot, but it has that like kind of wood shop flavor that, again, I don't like too much of that woody flavor, but if I'm drinking beer, I don't like the cask flavor at all. When it comes to liquors, though, whenever it's going to be a high ABV, I do like that. I don't know. How would you describe it? Like that kind of...
Professionally, this is the second review I ever did for a bourbon. And I've reviewed this on the webs. And when I reviewed this, multifaceted, I said there's a lot... For 100 proof, it has a lot of it's alcoholy, like it for a
alcoholy. That I used to dance under that name.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
hurt me was your song, right?
I gave the weirdest boners ever.
Yeah, but that glitter stuck with people. But anyway,
yeah,
but no, there is a lot of alcohol burn with this for a 100 proof. I didn't. That's not going to make me not like it, but that's something that I noticed. It was a lot more bitter with this, in my opinion. It's oakier, which is why I wanted you to try it, because whenever we did our three-way Eagle Rare earlier, you liked the one that had more oak in it than I did.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, well, shit, you're going to like this then, because that's why I didn't tell you why, but this is why I wanted you to try this, because there's a lot more oak. So there's more bitter, there's more oak. I didn't like that because I like a sweeter bourbon.
See,
but
I kind of dig that,
right.
That profile of a high alcohol.
Really interesting thing about this is that if you take a drink and you don't drink anything else and you just sit there and you kind of do that, the mouth chew a little bit.
The Kentucky chew?
You do the Kentucky chew a little bit on this beer, this bourbon. You do the Kentucky chew, and after about 3 minutes, you're going to start to chew up cornflakes. It tastes like brown sugar sweetened cornflakes. And I swear to God, of all the 300 bottles of bourbon I got in there, this is the best after-tasting bourbon I've ever had.
See, I can kind of see the cornflakey part, but I don't get the sweet part.
I get a sweet brown sugar cornflake.
I can get the old person cornflake, but without sugar, like the old person cornflake. Yeah. I can see that.
But yeah, no, I only gave this like a 5.5 out of 10. I did not like this.
Really?
Like I didn't like this. I didn't like this a whole lot. But like after sitting on it for 3 to 5 minutes, I get that aftertaste. And like if it was just the upfront flavor, it'd be like a 4. But that aftertaste, like I said, of all the stuff I've got, the aftertaste is the best aftertaste one of the best of all the bottles I got. I love the aftertaste
of this. Now, granted, I'm not as ventured as you are, but if we're going to do a 10 scale, Fezziwig, I think I'd give like a 7.5, maybe an 8 out of 10 on this one.
Well, I just finished mine off.
I throw up a little bit there.
I just finished mine off. It was still in the old factory there when I did that. It's not Fezziwig. It's Fitzgerald. But yeah. What'd you say you gave it?
I'd go probably a 7.5, maybe 8 out
of 10.
That's high. Finish up two things.
Yeah.
One, just because I wanted to throw this out for an endpoint, the Dragon Scale Ale at Universal Studios. Mm-hmm. It's a red ale, an actual complex deep red ale. I don't care who you are, buy one, drink it. And two, do you want to talk about what a Kentucky Chew is?
Yeah, for anybody that doesn't know, yeah. I mean, basically, when you try anything, I mean, whether it be fucking bacon or beer or bourbon. you get 95, that's not the actual amount, but you get the majority of your tasting. 79.8% of your actual.
79.85.
Whatever the fuck it is. Yeah. You get the majority of your tasting through your nose. And you drink, you have your, of course, your five basic taste sensations on your tongue.
I like that a lot.
But you get your, and see, now I've finished that off. And now I'm chewing on that cornflakey brown sugarness, and I like it a lot. But yeah, you basically you're sitting there. You've drank it all. It's not in your mouth anymore, but it's the finish. It's the Kentucky Chew, and what you're doing, you're moving your mouth around, and you're pushing that aroma and that flavor back up through your olfactory senses, through your nose, and you're mixing it with air, you're getting it volatile, and it's going back through your nose, and that's where you're getting it. So that's the Kentucky Chew, because it literally, you're kind of chewing on your mouth, even though there's nothing there. Patrick knows about the Kentucky Chew.
Oh, yeah.
It's essentially that moment where you go...
I don't be doing that, but...
Well, I do. When I have a bourbon, before I even swallow, I give it that little... just bring that air in.
Chianti. Still pisses me off. Chianti.
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 The fucking... The, man, I love a Chianti.
I love Chianti. Wow, I don't like Chianti too much. Anthony.
I think he did that to fuck with us all.
Well, they needed to retake it. Like, it still bothers me.
No, he didn't, because he's like, should we redo it?
Because like, nobody's going to argue with Anthony fucking Hopkins.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody's going to argue with Odin. I'm going to play Rivals now.
Can we take a moment to appreciate Rivals?
Marvel Rivals is a really good game. Like, I'm not a... I played like
apart from being a Marvel mark, just
game, oh yeah. Play, it's, well, I
a
mean,
solid game.
Let's be quite honest. If I was not a Marvel mark, I wouldn't be as into it, because I don't like Overwatch. I don't like the three classes of. I played like a game and a half of Overwatch, just enough to never be able to remove that from my fucking game history.
See, I never played that.
I never got into it. It's the same exact game. But then they've skinned over Marvel characters. And I love Rivals, but I didn't like Overwatch.
Sticks and stones, man.
What the fuck? What do you like Overwatch?
I tried it once, and I liked it all right.
And then you rage quit and left your bro hanging.
Basically, yeah.
What a bitch move.
Me and Patrick played Rivals the other night, and he got mad and left. And then we ended up winning the fucking game.
Yeah, because I left.
We didn't win because you left. We were on the verge of winning, and you fucking left.
Yeah.
Apart from being a Marvel mark, I'm just impressed at the game.
It's very smooth. It is very balanced. Any of the characters can beat any of the characters if you actually put the time in to know the characters.
Weak to the others,
yeah.
Like you find that one OP character, but if somebody's good with another one, it cancels it out.
Yeah, and I mean,
not that good, but.
Like, I mean, I can't take Wolverine in and do anything with, but other people such as you can.
Yeah, if I have a good healer, yeah. I'll wreck it.
Like, and I don't know
shit with Spider-Man, but I have found people who play him that ruin my life.
Yeah. No, I for whatever reason or another, I've taken up with the healer class, and because it seems like nobody ever wants to be healers. And it was just kind of one of those things. It's like, we got to have a healer.
It's not a sexy class.
I don't know. I mean, I guess. But, I mean, at the same time, yeah, we play with a dude named Box. I'm not going to go into...
Shout out, Box.
Yeah, but hey, Box, you're really...
You better listen
you're
to this
really
one.
Fucking good with Wanda Maximoff, by the way. You're Scarlet Witch.
Witch Pro.
I watched a video with the number one Scarlet Witch player in the world the other day. And whoever's playing that character is insane. And I've seen Box do shit very similar to that. So, but they kept saying in that video that, well, everybody sleeps on Wanda because they all think Wanda's not really good. Box fucking makes it work. Box is a really good Xbox gamer. So, but yeah, no, it's just like.
I think it's funny because I really want him to listen to this episode, and I'm.
I'll tell him. Like, I'll tell right him now, we name dropped him.
Right to him if he doesn't listen to this.
I'm gonna text him what right the fuck bitch. Now.
All right.
So, but yeah, keep the conversation going because I can't concentrate on two things.
And for you who have tuned in for this, we're just a few minutes away now from getting to the celebrity death bingo. Patrick is over there right now finalizing his card. Right, Patrick?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, the bingo card he's finalizing. Yep. Dylan and I already have ours locked in. I already had one of mine kick off, but I can't count him because we didn't get to the recording first. So I know a lot of you guys tune in to the first episode of the year because that's what we do. So a few more minutes, just hang with us. We're going to get to that, but we're gonna talk about a little bit more BS before we get there. Patrick.
Yo, what up?
Anything else you want to add on the random topics?
Before you we know, cards? The word witch does not have an A in it.
Not in the standard English spelling, no. Patrick.
Yeah.
What do you want to add?
Oh, man. There's so many things.
A topic?
Yeah, all of them.
How are you liking that new spot you have? You work at a liquor store now.
I work at a liquor
you,
store.
You're in a profession that fits your personality.
I am known as the snob.
Yeah?
Because whenever they want someone that knows what they're talking about with wine.
Quit rocking, your waveform is going back and forth.
Or bourbon or whiskey. I help them.
Do you run into points where you like you kind of feel like, hey, shut the hell up. I know what I'm talking about. I can guide you.
Yes. Yeah. I do.
And, yeah, of course, you have us to thank for this, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, naturally. I take it all to heart.
You're welcome, you ungrateful motherfucker.
That's a really good. I'm catching up on Facebook. It's a really good picture you put of me up there, Patrick. The guitar hides my gut, so it looks like I'm actually a little bit more svelte than I am. I like that picture a lot.
100% my intention. I composed it.
Pro photographer.
You're a fucking orchestra master.
Yeah, well, to make me look like that it takes a fucking magician, so you did great. So, yeah. Yeah, no, I told Box to listen. So Box, when you get to this far, I don't want you to get an ego, but your Scarlet Witch is kind of badass, and I can't wait to be your Loki.
Yeah.
That sounded gay. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that sounded a little weird.
You know, fuck you.
I don't know if that would be crazy if in the comics, and I don't know this. Did the comics in the comics did Loki and Wanda ever get together?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know, dude. I've been out of the comic game for like 15 years now. So,
and I haven't been. So if I don't know about it, then they have to. I mean, Wolverine hooks up with everybody. Iron Man hooks up with everybody.
Look, Wolverine's been around the block. Okay. If you haven't been dicked down by Logan at this point, you're not a main character. That's all I'm going to say. That healing factor schlong, that's the benchmark of if you are a main character.
Oh, ow.
I'm real Logan biased, so.
Yeah.
Like, no details given, but I'm such a Wolverine mark, my son might be named after him. So, anyways, looping back around, yeah. In your professional capacity, Patricka.
What up?
Patricka?
I'm here.
I'm saying that because I know he's not falling asleep over there.
Nope. It is almost 5 o'clock in the morning.
5 o'clock is just when the good shit happens.
Work is going to suck.
Yeah.
Or it may be great. All I'm saying is that whenever I get more sleep, I'm usually more tired the next day. Yeah, so.
True. Have you hit a point where you've been able to tap into the shit we've done together where you're like, look, you don't want to have this. Let me recommend something else.
They never got together in the comics.
Loki and Wanda?
Nope.
Yeah, I can believe it.
It's crazy.
I've steered people Wolverine away fucker. From some things.
You know they did. I mean, fuck.
Mainly, I'm sure the answer is no. But anyways, Patrick.
Yeah. Mainly whenever someone starts asking questions about whiskey that don't pertain to whiskey is usually when I point them in a direction for something that's like easy to enjoy, depending on the price point, which, you know, could be Buffalo Trace or...
Box has thumbs up my text.
Oh.
Hey, Box.
You could say it's getting pretty serious.
All right. Yeah, have you ever guided anybody on
beer? I should drink more hard liquor.
Yeah, I have. I've helped plenty of people with beer. Honestly, the most help I've given people for beer is for the non-alcoholic beer.
What?
Yeah.
You know, I think we need to do another
amongst garbage rank.
I think we need to do another one of those videos where we rank all the NAs because they've come so far.
66.6% of us threw up, and the other 33.3% fought as hard as he could not to.
Well, on the
Wolverine and Scarlet Witch,
99% almost puking.
Wolverine and Scarlet Witch don't get together either.
There's
have yet to.
Yet.
The Sam Adams.
Marvel's going to listen to this, and they will.
Oh, yeah. Marvel always tunes into the three guys. So the NAs, though.
Really? You're such a fucking bro.
The Sam Adams.
Your fucking banana vape over there.
It's lemon.
That's so much better.
That's two steps away from dick. Let's be honest. Okay.
Banana's worse.
So, yeah, you recommend...
All he needs is a fucking piña colada vape over there.
As in our video, somebody once said, piña colada's only one step away from a little cock. Look it up on YouTube. It's there.
It's good. It's great.
But between the Athletic, non-alcoholic beer, and
Athletic?
The
Athletic?
Mm-hmm. There's one called Athletic.
Athletic Brewing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about, like, gets fucking swole, bro. I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about.
Protein, no alcohol.
I say fuck a lot when I drink. I'm sorry.
Get up on the ball.
You know, we're gonna relaunch our channel. We're going to cuss less.
Yeah.
I'm going to struggle with the PG. But
yeah.
I'm on board, but it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
They're still editing. You know, so
our editor is going to hate me.
Have we mentioned how much the editor hates editing?
Yeah. Our editor hates.
Maybe AI can do that. Can the AIs do that?
Chat GPT, edit out fuck. Response. Jesus.
Oh my God! I'm so glad you brought that up. I was. What was I doing?
Fucking an AI nurse.
No, that was later. Fuck, what was I doing?
I gotta stop drinking this Fitzgerald because I like this a lot.
I was doing something with some audio because I was doing the whole rock band chart bullshit. But anyway, I asked AI to do something and they were like, sure, upload your audio clip and I can do whatever it was I was doing. So I did. I uploaded it and then it gets it and I'm like, and AI was like, oh, well, I can't do it. I don't have the technology to do that. Let me try to do it in a different format. And then I go, okay. And then it goes, oh, I can't do that either. And that was it. So, what the fuck, AI? So anyway, I'm going to go have a urination. And
when you come back, let's do our
When we come back, yeah, because we're like an hour and a half in.
Jesus.
We'll do our bingo. Patrick, wake up. You got your bingo list together?
Yep.
So how do you let's before I go pee.
Pete Davidson.
Wow.
Spoilers. Not a terrible choice, but that may need to be your free space. Mm. But yeah, before I go pee. How do you keep up with your picks? Do you have a note in your phone or anything?
No.
Do you write these down?
Basically.
Do you maybe on your palm, do you write these on?
I think about them, and I think I should remember that, and then.
Well, what if someone dies that you didn't think about?
Then I usually forget.
Fucking ace.
Again, he relies on me for this. I'm the three guys note taker here.
Shit. I'm like the comedian that plays off the crowd for their main attraction.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
Like except you're kind of sleeping. Yeah. So
then you fucking suck.
Matt Rife is such a douche.
The
Matt
worst.
Rife is the Dane Cook of comedians.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what a fucking piece of
that
shit.
Makes me funny.
All right. So, Patrick, I know you're ready for the big bingo card of 2025, right?
Yes.
So ready? So super ready. Ready?
Yep, Mr. Miyagi doesn't know what's going to hit him.
Grasshopper.
That makes no sense whatsoever. That's your. This is what makes your picks exactly what people listen for, because you are the most unprepared, abstract, out of your ass picker I've ever encountered.
Yeah.
You're the Florida of picks.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Absolutely not worth a shit, but you're somehow in the midst of it with your lemon head vape.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Is it?
I mean, it's not the best.
Is it?
It's not the best.
Is it?
It's not the best.
Is it really?
Not.
No. You've got to stop the vaping, bro.
Oh, I know. It's a hard habit to get.
Is it, though?
It is. Especially when every time I go to the back room at work, I'm used to like pulling out my vape and taking a puff. So when I try to quit, it's just
I'm not trying to do inside baseball, but do you know how much I've cracked down on my people for doing that bullshit?
I can imagine.
Yeah. Nobody on my team does that. Now, what are you drinking?
Whatever this one is, the Rare Breed Rye.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, good job, dude.
It's Rare Breed.
Yeah, rye. Okay. Yeah. All right, so
that Rare Breed Rye smells just like maple syrup.
It really does. Let's go ahead and move into it. And it's as funny. We get into the 2025 Celebrity Death Bingo cards, let's look back on 2024. And the winner this year, I think for the first time,
yep,
was Dylan.
Yeah.
Dylan won. He had two picks last year, Jimmy Carter and Bob Newhart.
Yep.
Damn.
I came in second because I had Bob Newhart picked on mine as well.
And Patrick lost because he picked Lisa Kudrow.
And
maybe. It may be in 2022. Fuck, yeah. I don't know.
In last place, again, for the entirety of the show, was Patrick with zero.
Well, he had guests last year. How did they rank?
Greasy fingers.
This is going to sound really shitty of me, but I did not record our guests.
Luckily enough, I did.
Because so. I knew this year it would only be the three of us.
Yeah.
But Dylan had two with Jimmy Carter and Bob Newhart. I had one with Bob Newhart. Patrick had none. If we want to rehash the cards,
we're going
to
rehash the cards because I actually do have that information.
All right. Dylan, and you're going to fill in for the ones I don't have.
Gotcha.
Dylan had Jimmy Carter, Dick Van Vike.
Vic
sorry,
Van Vike.
My gum went weird. That's all. Dick Van Dyke.
Vic Dan Vike.
David Attenborough. Bob Newhart. Buzz Aldrin. And his wild card was Timothy Chalamet.
My fingers are crossed he'll fucking die soon.
Oh, man.
Oh, please.
I would be so sad.
I had Tom Brokaw, Brian Doyle Murray. I can't believe he's still alive,
yeah,
honestly.
Fact.
Tommy Chong scored on Bob Newhart. Willie Nelson, and my wild card was Sharon Stone. In last place was Patrick with Tom Hanks. Bob Vila.
Bob Vila's that's a pretty good pick.
Yeah, though. Right?
Nobody even remembers how old he... You know, here's the thing. Like, Bob Vila aside, related to Bob Vila... oh, shit. What's his name?
Yeah?
From This Old House... I love This Old... Roger Cook. He died. Yeah, like 4 years ago, he stepped away from This Old House... because he had an undisclosed medical condition. I still can't find out what was wrong with this man.
Probably cancer.
He died last year. I think it was actually Alzheimer's or something like that. Yeah, Parkinson's. He had like the Parkinson's shuffle toward when he stepped away. So I think that's what it was. Go ahead. I digress.
Anyways, Patrick's was Tom Hanks, Bob Vila, Adam Levine.
Levine.
Jimmer. Whatever. Nobody cares.
The dude from Jamiroquai.
Jamiroquai. Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And his wild card was Aaliyah Shawkat.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know. We looked it up on New Year's.
She was on Arrested Development. She played Maybe.
Don't know who Maybe is.
She's been in a couple other things. But that too.
Okay, well, you lost.
Yeah.
You lost big.
She's pretty young. It would be crazy if she died.
Yeah, that's the wild card.
Yeah, that's the wild card.
So, I do have the others. My wife actually picked Dick Van Dyke, Jimmy Carter, who was a square, a check.
A hit.
A hit. Iris Apfel? I don't know. I don't know who this person is.
No idea.
Mel Brooks, Clint. My wife had a fucking solid card. Yeah, yeah. Mel Brooks, Clint Eastwood, and Taylor Swift was the wild card.
Shit.
I'm sure the Eagles fans would have wished that. William's wife chose Clint Eastwood, Dick Van Dyke, Mel Brooks, Julie Andrews. That's sad. Mm. Robert Redford, that's also sad. And Jamie Lee Curtis is the wild card.
Solid, though.
And then Harold's brother, or Harold, William's brother. William, well, Harold's brother-in-law chose Tom Brokaw, Brian Doyle. William's brother-in-law chose Lars Ulrich, John Mayer. Was he as drunk as you were last year?
Yes.
Sam Elliott, which would have been sad. Christopher Walken, which is legit. Willie Nelson and Keanu Reeves. So that was the picks. Hmm. That were the picks.
All right. So it's time to pick the 2025. I've already lost one because he passed before we recorded.
Yep.
I'm going to go we, so you...
So I got to fill the space?
Yep. But originally, I did have a pick of Bob Uecker.
Oh, yeah.
He was on my card, but unfortunately, Mr. Bob Uecker, the voice of baseball and amazing human being, passed away before we got to this, so I will not use him. So I'm going to we fill in time, and when we come back, will be the Patrick. I know I'm not buying you time.
No, I got all kinds
exactly.
Of ideas.
We will do our 2025 picks.
You know, it's amazing as I sit here and go through my picks because I'm actually choosing some last minute substitutions. It's amazing that going through my picks, how many of the same picks rotate throughout the lists.
Mm.
Like we're not choosing different celebrities. We know that eventually these numbers are going to come up, and these are the ones that we're choosing. But yeah, I think I've got a pretty solid list. I got some new picks this year. I'm still iffy on one or the other here. I'm not sure about a couple of them. I've got some really really good. Ooh, that would be great. I think you guys are really going to like the picks we've got. The picks I've got, anyway. The wild card picks are always the best part, I think. Which Patrick's card is always really wild card in general. Yeah. But I think everybody really looks forward to the wild card picks because you never... Man, imagine what would happen if we hit the wild card. Because, like, you got to think, what are some of the wild cards in the past? Like, Timothy Chalamet, Sharon Stone, which she's probably old enough now to not be the wild card.
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps, Taylor Swift, Keanu Reeves. Like, what if one of us actually hit these? Who was one of the recent celebrities that nobody saw coming that would have been a wild card pick?
Sydney Sweeney.
She's alive.
If she was dead, though.
I mean, she may be... That could be a spoiler if she's on your list.
No, she's not.
Okay.
I would never pick her.
Well, yeah. I mean, she don't do a whole lot for me, but that's just me.
Just kind of...
Well, I mean, yeah, but... I don't typically go for that particular feature, but that's...
No.
No.
But if they're there.
Oh, I mean, I'm not going to ignore them, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's start the 2025 Three Guys Celebrity Death Bingo. Patrick, I'm going to let you go first.
Okay.
Actually, before you do that, let me get set up here. You can lead in with a big intro. Give us a grand entrance here.
Okay.
All right.
Who's that one guy?
Yeah, that
if
guy.
People are listening to us on YouTube right now, you know, up at the top of Chrome where you got the little volume speaker, ours is going dark. Like, ours is blinking out because we've got dead silence. We don't need that.
I would have to say Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford Harrison is Ford. That's actually not a terrible pick.
Yep.
Should we take a moment to talk about Captain America? It's not Captain America, but yeah, it is Captain America. Well, it's hard to tell because it's pretty much just a sequel to fucking Hulk, okay?
All right.
It wrapped up some loose ends.
I haven't seen it, but
I'm not spoiling it for you. It's fine.
Not great.
It's fine. It did what it needed to do without doing anything else.
Man. Story of my life.
Solid first pick. Solid.
Hold on. I'm still getting y'all organized. I should have done this before, but I'm an idiot.
That would have been a good thing. Yeah, it would have.
I'm fucking stupid. I'm not going to put me because I'm up at the top.
All right.
Patrick chose Harrison Ford. No, you go ahead because I'm still formatting. Yes.
Now keep in mind, this is not who we want. It's just who we're betting on.
It's not who we want. It's who we expect.
So I'm next.
Yes.
All right. My first pick for 2025.
It's gonna make me sad.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
I know.
Gerald Briscoe.
Oh. Yeah. It doesn't make me as sad as what I thought it was gonna be. So, still sad, but
I don't want him to go. But
no,
I mean, just facing facts. The guys in the industry, we don't live long, and he's made it a long
time. He has, and I recently saw some footage of him, and he's not looking too great.
He's outlived Pat.
Yep.
And I love Pat Patterson. Yep. So,
Gerald Briscoe, that's a good pick. I actually. On my list of candidates this year, I have a wrestler who I'm not choosing. I still don't have my fifth pick nailed down just yet. I just have my candidates. This one's going to be kind of sad. My first pick for 2025. Patrick.
Hey, bud.
We're busy.
Whew.
Yeah.
Scared myself.
Don't do that. Yeah. He farts when he comes. My first pick for 2025 is Jack Hanna.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've not heard great things. He's pretty Swiss cheesed with the dementia. Mm.
Yeah.
Sucks.
A great guy though.
Oh, he's absolutely fucking amazing.
Icon of our childhood.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no.
Patrick.
I'm awake.
Pick number two.
It's your pick if you're awake,
I was
sir.
Y'all were talking. let's see.
Yeah?
I got to think of one.
Don't think of one.
No, I thought you had a list.
Prepared.
I'm thinking of one from my list.
Yeah?
Yep. It's a big list.
So many on your list.
So many.
Yeah. Yeah.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Fingers crossed. Okay.
I don't see him lasting long. Not without Megan Fox.
Are they officially apart? Because I know she was pregnant. Wasn't she pregnant at one point with the dudes?
Who the fuck knows?
Who cares?
Your wild card should be their child.
Her twins. Let's go Lisa Kudrow with that one.
And this is why you guys tune in. Let's not fucking lie to each other.
So my number two?
Oh, yeah.
Again, and this will break my heart if it does happen, John Cleese. Absolute icon. I love John Cleese, but let's admit
it. I haven't heard anything from him in a while.
Is he alive?
Yes.
Just saying.
I had to Google that before we came here, yeah. Yeah, I love John Cleese. Fawlty Towers was one of just peak British comedy. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he lives forever. I really do.
Mel Brooks, Alan Alda, Mike Farrell. I want them to live forever.
Could live forever. Yes. Yeah.
I think number two. I probably need to do... I mean, really, this should be the wild card because it's very easy. I really pushed for us to do this podcast tonight because I'm afraid this may happen, like, immediately.
Yeah.
So my number two pick is Pope Francis.
Okay. They said he's doing better.
Well, it's a long year yet to go. So, yeah, my number two pick, Pope, not John Paul the Francis.
I mean, but let's be honest. I mean, if he was him, he could...
Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah, I mean, yeah. There is someone who can turn this all around.
You know what? I used to date a Catholic girl in the years before I was married.
I saw a church sign today. Go ahead and I'll tell you mine.
And I asked her, I was like, you know, if the Pope is so infallible, why can't he? And this is when John Paul II was still alive.
That was a long time ago.
Why doesn't he heal himself? And they're like, oh, well, he can't because he's the Pope. Because
he's not fucking God.
Well, I mean, that's the more reason to fucking heal yourself, isn't it? You're the Pope. You're supposed to be the voice of the Almighty. It seems like you should stick around.
Doesn't any of that magic sprinkle dust ever fall down on you?
I mean, he needs to eat more Rice Krispie treats. Christy treats.
So I saw a church sign today.
Yeah, well, there's the heathen talking.
It is a heathen, but it was the most ridiculous. So there needs to be a segment on the Three Guys podcast about church signs because of how absurd the ones I've seen lately are. This church sign said, "What happens in Vegas can be forgiven here."
Wow.
Yeah.
You can't forgive herpes. It lasts forever.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except herpes. That shit follows you home. All right, Patrick, let's hear your amazing third pick.
Herpes, that's his third pick. He wants it to die.
Harrison Ford.
You said him.
You said that first.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so that's your third pick. What's your first pick?
Fuck.
You got three more to go. Yeah.
What's that one guy's name? Werner Herzog.
Vern Troyer's dead already.
Werner Herzog.
What? Who?
He's got an accent. And when
narrowed it talks, down there. We have accents.
When he talks, it's very thick. You know, Werner.
What's he in?
Werner Herzog.
Werner Herzog.
Hertz.
Are you googling this?
Yep.
Who is he? Werner Herzog.
Herzog.
Werner Herzog. Werner Herzog.
That's the one.
Who the fuck is this?
He's been in stuff.
He has been in stuff.
Looked up a random dude's Facebook. You wished death on this guy.
If we could do that, I would have a list.
Yeah, I'd win every year. I'd
make sure he's still alive.
I'll be on a list if I tell you who I actually have on my bingo card.
Yeah, he's a German actor. Okay.
He's been in stuff.
What? What is the most famous thing this guy's been in?
Let's see. He was.
Would I know him if I saw him in a picture?
Grizzly Man.
He was in The Mandalorian.
No, he. What?
Yeah.
He's in Jack Reacher in 2012.
He was the bad guy that was supposed to get Baby Yoda.
Did he play a fucking rock in Mandalorian? Was he in like the background? Like
He was just a voice actor, no film credit.
Werner Herzog, Mud Pit. Episode 3.
No, but that dude's going to die.
His credits are from like the 70s and 80s.
Well, I mean, he fits the age requirement, I guess. Werner.
You know what? To hell with it. It works.
Werner
Herzog.
Herzog?
Okay. Whatever.
Okay.
Got him.
All right.
Nailed it.
Time for my number three.
Damn near killed it. Fingers crossed. Number three, yeah.
Number three, Ray Stevens.
Oh.
Look, at times...
Stevens has an N in it, by the way.
Yeah. At times, just not on his side.
It's not.
The streak was 40 years ago, okay?
Here's the thing. He still does a live show.
Yep. That's what's going to do him in. That's stress.
Apparently not, because he's fucking knocking him out.
You're not going to see it coming, but yeah, there you go. Too far right, he's done.
Okay.
Fair chance. My number three pick. Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah.
Fair, yeah.
I've heard he wasn't doing great.
Mm.
And he is a new pick for this year. My whole list is actually new. I haven't repeated a single pick. I have a fifth pick that I haven't totally decided on. And I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have like 10 more people on my candidates list that I could choose from. I haven't narrowed down my fifth pick yet. I also don't have my wild card yet. But I got a good one that I think I'm going with. Mm. But anyway, yeah, Ozzy Osbourne.
All right. Patrick.
All right.
Joan Cusack. John Cusack.
Yeah, that's fine.
Both of them.
At the same time.
The guy who played Ferris Bueller's friend in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Nobody knows him.
Shit, I used to know his name.
But you knew Warner's name.
Well, yeah, because...
Because Warner's mud pit.
Been in shit.
Okay.
Okay, so I would have to go with...
Yeah?
Stellan Skarsgård.
What?
Stellan Skarsgård.
You talking about... Was it Stalin? You talking about the guy who played the dude in Marvel and Thor?
Yeah.
It's Skarsgård, but his first name's not Stone.
Stellan.
Stellan, yeah. It's Stellan's. I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
that's what I said.
Stellan Skarsgård.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's a legit pick, actually.
Yeah.
What?
He's...
The guy from Thor?
Yeah.
He's slowing down.
The doctor guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Not as fast as he used to be.
70, like, four.
Yeah, well...
Well, you think about how old he was, and then think about Gene Hackman.
Yeah. And then
very close in age.
Gene Hackman was like 100.
Shh.
Okay.
Not in Patrick's notepad. You know, Stellan is actually the guy who played It. It's his father. Or uncle or something. They're related.
Yeah.
They're kin.
Bill Skarsgård.
Bill. That's his feller's name. I would rather have Stellan as a name than Bill.
Yeah, Bill. From the mighty Skarsgård family,
yeah.
Bill.
Son of Skarsgård, Bill. Oh, that's funny. Anyway.
Yeah.
We haven't had any repeats. We haven't had any shared picks yet. It's all interesting.
Right, my number four?
Yeah.
Wink Martindale.
Oh, he's alive?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes, he is.
Wow.
Still kicking, baby.
Why don't they bring him back in the reboot?
I mean, hell, he's ready.
I'm not sure he is. How old is he now?
Like 90.
Wow. I hope the Honda virus stays away from him.
Yeah. God bless Wink Martindale.
Man, we haven't had any shared picks this time. Wow, that's crazy. Number five, four for me. I'm getting ahead of myself because I don't have a fifth yet. Number four for me, Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
Oh, please, God. I mean, okay.
My toes aren't crossed.
At this point, death would be a mercy, so I'm kind of stuck in between.
I mean, honestly, what the fuck else is he doing besides falling downstairs in the Capitol?
That's what he's doing.
Actually, he's not even doing that anymore. He just fucking falls down.
To be fair, actually, just here recently, Mitch McConnell was doing the...
I laugh because I don't want the dead air.
Yeah, the dead air is the joke, people. All right.
Oh shit! I get it.
Yeah, there it is. There's the joke.
The Wild Turkey Barrel Proof Rye is so much better than the first time I had. Look, I know they say the neck pour is bullshit. I don't know what that was.
My phone.
Your phone. Well, it's not like you write anything down in that son of a bitch for this anyway. So
I'm taking the note true.
The first time I had this, I was like, it's very bland. It's good. It's not bad. It's like the Rolling Rock of bourbon. The second pour of this is so much better. They say the neck pour, which is not literally a neck pour. Like, and that's the first thing I thought. Like, you think, okay, you got a little bit of bourbon up here in the neck. The neck is the worst part. No, the neck pour is just a term they use. It's the second pour out of the bottle. So anyway, yeah. They say the neck pour is not legit. I think the second pour after it gets some oxygen in there is better.
Makes sense. There's a science to it.
There's not really.
There is now.
Okay, so that's your fourth pick. Patrick. Yeah. Is it my... Yeah, your turn.
Yes, Patrick's.
Patrick. Your fifth pick. Have you recovered your detailed notes device?
Yeah. Fifth pick. Who you got?
Oh, Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
Not your wild card, your fifth pick.
Didn't even question it this time.
Sure.
I mean,
congrats, Miley. You're safe.
You're going to fuck us all up
when he gets every pick this year. Don't put Alan Alda on your list.
No.
Man, look, does it make me a bad person that Miley 100% would smash?
Oh, yeah.
Like, without hesitation.
8-9 years ago during that rear. That real weird, like, slutty phase, yeah. I wasn't into that.
Yeah.
She's changed that. Like, I completely, it's just like,
about her recently.
Totally, just... it's a total Taylor Swift thing where it's all marketing. Her entire existence is based on how she's marketed.
Yeah.
Miley's slutty phase is over. Now she's into just a normal human being. I'm back into that.
Oh, dude, I disappoint her so hard.
She's kind of in this hippie kind of vegan phase.
I can be a vegan.
Absolutely.
If I can have fish and cheese. I'll
be a vegan for a few weeks. Whatever.
Yeah.
I could like legit be vegan with fish. As long as I can be pescatarian, I'm good with it. Speaking of which, I could go to Seattle and fucking live. Did I send y'all pictures of that mushroom pizza? It looked like I gathered my shit out of a fucking mushroom field. Like, it. I love Seattle. You can find
all kinds of mushrooms.
When are we going
there?
To Seattle? When did you go to Seattle?
You can find mushrooms year-round up there. It's amazing.
Yeah.
We all need to go to Seattle.
True.
Is what I'm saying.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus, number five. Well, okay. Couple few years ago, I'd say that something. But
okay. My number five?
Yeah.
Paul Hogan. Mr. Crocodile Dundee.
Wow, I knew he was alive, but no, he's not.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He's dead.
No.
Yes.
He's not.
He's very sure of that.
Oh, he's dead.
This year?
Yeah.
No.
No, last year.
Last year.
Yeah.
What?
Paul Hogan is an Australian actor, writer, producer, and comedian, mm-hmm. best known for his role as Crocodile Dundee.
Like I said.
Still alive, 85 years old.
Well, I'm in the wrong universe again.
Wrong timeline, my guy. He's still alive.
Son of a bitch. I'm not sure if that's better
or worse. Oh, my wild card's going to really break your heart, so.
Oh.
Me or him.
Patrick is going to break his heart. Maybe yours too, because he shouldn't die, but I think he will. So,
my number five. Oh man, this is hard. I have such a good list this year. I have one that I can't choose because I chose them last year. Dick Van Dyke. I'm not gonna screw you around there. Bruce Willis.
Ooh.
That's not outside the realm of possibility.
Yeah, that's not even a wild card. I have somebody a lot more realistic as far as age goes, but also probably more healthy than Bruce, which is sad. Fuck it, I'll just go ahead and tell you. Carol Burnett was my alt for that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I love Carol, but...
Love Carol.
Time's not on her side.
I think Bruce is going to go before Carol. So, yeah, love Carol. I still fire up Pluto and watch Carol Burnett show. Fuck, I love Carol Burnett
show. Dish has a 24-hour Carol Burnett
show. They're streaming that shit straight from Pluto.
Yeah.
Right. They're 100%. Because they have a Carol Burnett show, Pluto Channel. They have the other one that you were talking about. Yeah.
All right, Patrick. All right.
Wild cards.
Yo, wild card?
The least suspected demise.
All right.
Sans Hantavirus.
Who you got?
Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah?
Man, who's that dude on SNL?
Eric Clapton.
The Whataburger guy.
What?
Oh, shit. Maybe that's wrong.
Jim Carrey?
Kel Thompson?
Yeah. No, Kel. Yeah.
It's not Whataburger. It's,
Snatch
Burger. Welcome to Good Burger. Home of the Good Burger. Can it say? Yeah. That's not him, though. That's... Okay, you got Keenan who's Kel. On SNL.
Yeah, Keenan's Kel. On SNL.
Kel's the guy everybody forgot.
Yeah, Keenan.
Keenan?
Yeah.
Keenan?
Yeah.
Keenan Thompson?
Yeah.
Keenan is on SNL.
Wild card, bitches.
Okay.
Ooh. You know, that's not an awful pick. I mean, he doesn't seem to be doing a lot other than SNL these days.
Except the fact he's doing great.
And he's lost a lot of weight.
He has, but he's got to go somewhere.
It's not as fucking.
The grave. All right.
You know, I love fucking bingo. I fucking literally live for bingo every year. Bingo, but guessing the deaths of all these people keeps me alive. That's crazy.
My wild card is actually based on the fact he's had a resurgence here lately. Like kind of
that means the heroin and fentanyl is going to flow.
Yeah, like out of nowhere, suddenly conventions and cons everywhere.
I need to guess this. I feel like this is a challenge.
Nick Jonas.
Do you want to?
I kind of do. Give me a hint.
Super popular in the late 80s, early 90s. Fell into obscurity, but has suddenly had a big resurgence because of his role in the late 80s, early 90s.
Fuck, I don't know.
Corey Feldman?
No, but I mean, let's face it. None of us.
That may not even be a wild card.
Yeah, no, this is supposed to be shocking. So.
Yeah, I don't guess I know. Is it Karate Kid filler?
Nope.
No? Okay. Nope. I'm out.
Patrick, you have
any? No idea. That was my one guess.
Peter Weller. Mr. RoboCop himself.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Has suddenly just boomed back on the scene.
I never could have guessed that because I had no idea.
The game, the RoboCop game, kind of helped bring him back.
That and Mortal Kombat. And suddenly he's had this big resurgence. And mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he should be doing great. I think this year is just suddenly his year for no reason.
Sometimes it be that way.
It be that
Sometimes
way.
Sometimes it be.
Sometimes it do. It do.
They don't say it be that way, but it do.
I have just chosen my number 6.
Your wild card.
Let me arrange my schnite.
Yeah. I saw him at some Comic-Con lately, and he looks bad, but when you consider how old he is, he's doing great. Like, he looks more spry than...
Thing is, though, I mean, he is an older feller, so that may not necessarily be a wild card. I think that my wild card truly encompasses the spirit of the wild card bingo pick. There is a little bit of animosity there just based on annoyance. I'm not saying I wish this on anybody. None of my picks, I wish this upon any of them.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of Mitch McConnell, but I digress. This would be the most surprising of any pick we've ever chosen. Livy Dunn.
Why do I know that name?
She's the gymnast chick that's all over TikTok.
That's all you got to say.
She's really dumb. She's not really good at what she does, even in athletics.
Does she show her monkey?
She does. You know, she doesn't actually go through with any of that. But I mean, she does enough to keep people guessing. And no, she is very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But I she's the wild card. Now, on a personal level, she also really annoys the piss out of me because she's really dumb.
Yeah.
And, like, I think she's, like, going back to college this year. They say it's because she wants to do more gymnastics, but she's not even really good at that. So, yeah. No, she annoys me. That's not why I'm picking her. She just stands out to me because of these things, and that's why I'm picking her. So she's the wild card. But yeah, no, she's annoying, and it just frustrates me when people make their entire existence around their physical appearance. That bothers me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
for a lot of people, that's cash.
That is cash. And I mean, you know what? More power to you. It's probably because I cannot do that. But it just frustrates me when people don't have to work to get what they do, and they just live off of the physical appearance of themselves. So,
she is,
and like I said, I'm not. Attractive. She's very attractive, but she's really dumb. She's not good at her athletics, and yeah. That's not why I chose her. She stands out to me for these reasons, but that's. She's the wild card.
She seems the type that would get involved into any and every MLM ever.
I was watching ESPN one morning.
She'll launch her own coin soon.
Probably. I'm sure she has.
No, I was watching ESPN one morning, and she was on one of the college football shows. This was how long ago it was. She was on one of the college football shows with her boyfriend, who was also an athlete at whatever school she goes to.
Baseball
player. LSU. And like she was just so obviously airheaded that it really irritated me, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna put her down on my list of wild card possibilities. The other ones I had, one that it was hard for me not to choose this one was Topher Grace. And that's not for any other reason other than, you know, you haven't heard from him, and you wouldn't be too surprised if they found him in his house one day.
Yeah.
But yeah,
maybe he'll be in Secret Wars. That'd be kind of cool. Have a really, hopefully, a little bit better Venom.
Yeah, but I say a redemption on how bad they made Venom.
They've done really good on redeeming some characters. So I'm ready to play some fucking rivals.
Yeah. So I think that's going to wrap us up for this one. So, yeah.
It is exactly 2 hours. It's been a hell of a podcast. Yeah. You people got a lot to listen to.
We spitting.
Spitting rhymes.
Indeed, indeed.
Y'all talk amongst yourselves while I find our music. Hey, do we need a tidbit? Because I got a few of them.
If you want to do a tidbit, or I can do a William's Wisdom.
Hey, it's been a while. Let's give them both.
Okay. Yeah, you want to go first, or should I?
You should probably go first, because I'm scrolling. I got to find mine.
Do it.
All right, here is my little bit of William's Wisdom. And this may save some listeners out there.
Yeah.
There are two
ways. Mine may save some people too, so this is great.
All right. There are two ways to argue with a woman. Neither one works. There's only one way to drink a beer. Works every time.
Nice.
Okay, well now I feel like I need to do two. I'll let you decide which one of those may save a life. Should I do two? They're really friggin'. Both of them are really good. Okay, I'm going to do both of them.
Just do one. We'll drop the other on the next episode.
Maybe next year.
I think we'll get at least one more in 2025, so let's go. We have a brand new audio rig, so.
Okay. Snails have 5 assholes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's it. That's
the tidbit. All right. Okay.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Personally verified.
That's something I knew.
Yeah. Really?
Really?
I did not.
You really knew that?
I really knew that.
How did you know that?
It's just something I learned one day and I never forgot.
Fucking.
That's
a Wikipedia deep dive.
This is the strangest then. Shit gets burned into my brain.
Okay.
So yeah. That's it.
There's just, that.
Just like the in the 1900s, there was a
Patrick's got a tidbit.
Tidal wave of molasses that went down a street. It was a 30-foot high wave of boiling hot molasses, and it killed a bunch of people.
Where'd it come from?
A molasses plant.
Cool, thanks!
A molasses plant.
But why?
Because they made molasses, goddammit.
They made molasses, they had these...
They had a lot! It was a lot, and it got away from them one day.
These enormous vats.
Molasses does.
The vats couldn't stand the pressure, and so they burst, and it sent a 30-foot wave of molasses down the street.
Were there no, like, safeguards?
This was the 1900s. They probably had a
five-year-old. There was no OSHA.
There was a five-year-old there as a safety officer going, oh, I guess it's good. Yep, that's my tidbit.
It was good, actually.
It won me a round of trivia one time.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was the last question, and I was like, bet it all. I got the answer.
That it was like
there
Jeopardy?
There was a brewery in London that their beer vats ruptured and sent a tidal wave of beer down the hill that drowned people. So,
I don't know if this is true. At some point, this information that came across my life was factual enough at the time that I retained it in my brain. And it may not be true, but at some point, someone told me somehow through some channel of some source that a person got trapped in a vat of beer and the only way to save himself was to drink it. And he drank it down to the point that he could stand up and save himself. And I don't...
At some point, you're just drinking your own piss and, like, equaling out.
You're not in there for days. I mean...
I mean, think about it.
That was actually me, and it took me an hour and a half.
And it was at an axe-throwing place.
Yes. On the next episode, we need to share that story.
I've got it on my list to do. I almost did it today.
Jesus Christ. That was the one of the dumbest yet most notable things we've ever done.
We rescued that place.
We saved them trouble. So, Patrick was invited but didn't show, and he could have been a great help in that capacity. So,
yeah,
we would have been able to knock you out like three because there were three almost there.
Yeah.
So, next episode we really need to talk about the axe throwing incident.
So, well, it wasn't really an incident.
I think we need to go.
Well, it is, and we do, but I'm still trying to figure out exactly.
This is that moment where we all have to fill time because not saying somebody wasn't prepared.
Well,
does anybody else smell dick and lemon head? Because it almost smells like somebody's vaping in here. So,
no, I don't notice anything.
No. Yeah. I'm out of wisdom. I'm out of all of that. All I can say is, at this point, if you've held on this long, you obviously enjoyed what you've listened to. So, why not give us a like and a subscribe?
That was the wrong button.
That was in my face. Thank you.
The cat's pumping the mic.
All right, Audio Tech, hold on there. Jesus Christ, that's hitting me in my teeth. So, So if you've listened this deep into the episode, you obviously like what you're listening to. So why not take just a few seconds out of your day, give us a like, give us a review on whatever platform you hear this podcast on. Also, you can find us at Three Guys Beer on Facebook, Twitter. I refuse to call that X.
Twitter.
So at Three Guys Beer on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Find us at The Three Guys on YouTube. You've heard us, obviously, on this platform. So give us a like. Give us a comment. It helps other people find the podcast. And we appreciate you dropping in. Catching up us on the first of 2025. And hopefully the first of many to come this year.
You know, the real challenge is going to be me managing to save this and not deleting these tracks.
If we just lost all of this.
We haven't just lost it, but we're on the verge of the possibility of us losing it.
I don't like that.
Let's not have that happen.
I'm going to try. I would hate to re-record 2 hours.
If you're hearing this, we made it.
We're going to have to pick it up at the store.
The weirdest thing is if nobody hears this, we're talking to ourselves.
We're talking to ourselves, but we've rehearsed what we'll have to do again.
And we can never recreate this.
No, that's kind of the magic.
That is the magic of what we do. And because you've heard this, you know that magic. So thank you. We will see you next episode. And we gotta go.
Jazz.
Love this song. This is number two for Yard.
I love Sabrina Carpenter.
This is not her.
No. I was just saying.
I listened to a few of her songs, haven't found any I'm super in love with. Natalie Dawn, though, that's something I can get behind. In a couple ways. Yeah, this is definitely number two for Yard.
Got some tasty lips.
It's got a good bass line, too.